From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown, Argies & Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. For some people, this is the sound of love. But if you think chocolate is better than, well, if you love chocolate, then this is probably your Valentine's music. It's the purr of warm chocolate oozing through a tempering machine at Romanico's, a gourmet chocolate shop on Coral Way in Miami. At boutiques like this, you can find bonbons and truffles made from what is arguably the world's finest cocoa bean, the Criollo. For a lot of chocolophiles, eating milk chocolate on Valentine's Day instead of the dark, rich Criollo is like drinking Bud Light instead of Guinness on St. Patrick's Day. South Miami school teacher and Romanico's customer Susie Riggins is one of them.
I always buy these chocolates for special occasions because they're very unique. Their taste is very intense. You really can't find it elsewhere. I haven't been able to.
A decade ago, it wasn't that easy to find Criollo chocolate anywhere. The bean is believed to be native to Venezuela, and it's one of the culinary treasures of the New World. It's perhaps the only dark chocolate that isn't bitter. It's naturally sweet without sugar. To the Maya and the Aztecs, it was the chocolate of royalty. Ditto for the Spanish conquistadors. And then, in the 19th and 20th centuries, the Criollo all but disappeared, a victim of its own fragile nature. Alejandra Bigay is the Venezuelan-born owner of Romanico's.
What happened with the Criollo bean is that it's very prone to illnesses and no doesn't give as much production per tree.
But now, in the 21st century, global demand for pure dark chocolate is on the rise again, and so is the Criollo. That means the eyes of the chocolate world are on Venezuela, whose Criollo is considered the gold standard. Or so say Venezuelans like Bigay, who brought her grandmother's chocolate recipes from Maracaibo here to Miami.
It's like wine. The soil makes a big difference. That's why Venezuelan chocolate is so good. It's not flat. The flavor has a lot of tones on the back, like fruity tones. I grew up with that flavor. I found that it had that taste in my blood.
The question now is whether the Criollo comeback is threatened by bad political blood back in Venezuela. Some are calling it an issue of chocolate and Chavez, as in the late Hugo Chavez, who founded the socialist revolution that rules Venezuela today. Right now, the Criollo accounts for only 7% of the world's chocolate output. But the Criollo market has more than doubled over the past decade, and Venezuela is trying to increase production. As a result, private growers and socialist officials are clashing over who will control the industry. Jorge Redman is president of El Rey, Venezuela's leading private chocolate maker. He spoke with me by Skype from Caracas.
The communist idea of having the government own and operate everything is sort of what they have in mind.
That revolution's business track record is admittedly poor. For all its oil wealth, Venezuela is in a deep economic crisis. And Redman fears the socialist model will hurt the country's new cacao or cocoa campaign.
The Criollo cacao is a very exciting natural product. They were working very hard on mechanisms to grow and crop cacao with very high yields. Hopefully we don't screw it up.
But the government points out that Venezuelan Criollo can fetch $1,000 more per ton than Criollo grown elsewhere. Chavez himself called it a strategic commodity, like Venezuela's oil, and one that should be in public hands. Either way, chocolophiles just want the Criollo in their hands. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.